a couple things from last night. We do those things so quick. We don't expect everybody to show up or be here or anything like that. We just make it available, open the door, turn on a camera and record. And we did reach that many people, but I want to say a couple things. One, our farthest person away watching last night was from Hawaii. So that's pretty neat. Can't reach, you know, Saudi Daisy to Hawaii. It's pretty good. And we used the talent in our church. But as soon as we got home, Carla said, I was supposed to sing this song. One of my good friends connected with me as soon as I got home. He said, man, this really helped me tonight. And if I would have been there or whatever the case would be, I'd have sung this song. And it was the very same song. So I was like, man, it was spot on what God did. So tonight, I guess the title of the message, I don't know if I want to give it. Yeah, I'll go ahead and give it to you now, is give all of yourself to praise and prayer. Amen? Two things that we're not good at, usually. Amen? When I say you, I mean me. Fully praising, fully praying. Amen? Sometimes we say we praise, but we don't really praise. And sometimes we say we pray, and we really don't pray. It'll be that kind of night. I'm sorry. Verse 1, let's just get into it, and y'all get what God gave me. And it cut me to the bone, so I'm hoping it'll get a couple of you too. Psalm 109:1, hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. Have you ever said, speak, God. Say something. That's what he means right there. Hold not thy peace. What he's saying is, talk. God, talk to me. Speak to me. I'm tired of talking to you. Talk to me. Now, I know some of you might not like how real that is, but see, sometimes we're good at telling God stuff, but He's God. Sometimes I just feel like saying, God, go. And me saying, shut up and just sit here and listen. Or, God, speak, but then fail to get in His Word and listen for the answer. Because a lot of the answers are going to come through His Word. The truth. But I can't tell you how many times I've sat on the side of things and say, God, I'd like just to have one word. Sometimes God, to me, I'll turn to one chapter and one verse, and it'll be like He turns on a press out of glory. And it just starts to running, and I start to write, and I start to think, and I'm like, man, that's a message. But then sometimes I stand in the valley, and I want answers. And I say, God, speak. Speak like you do when you're giving me a word. Speak on the mountain. Speak, God. But I believe sometimes God doesn't want to speak then. I think He wants you to worship Him. Even then. Amen? Even then. Because listen what He says. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. I started thinking, we do praise here. We sing. We do praise. That's a form of praise. It's good. But it's not the truest form of praise. Amen? There's also a praise when you do. You might want to write, when you do what that thing that God's called you to do. Do it despite how you feel. Do it despite how you look. Do it despite of what's going on in your life. You do it anyway. That's a form of praise. But it's not the truest form of praise. Thankfulness. Have you ever thanked God for coming through? You just thank Him for coming through. You want to praise Him and you just want to thank Him. Oh God, thank you for that. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for providing. Thank you for healing. Thank you for saving. Thank you for mending. Thank you for forgiving. Thank you for salvation. Thankful. But let me tell you something, that's not even the truest form of praise. I can just think of a kid who says, God, thank you for my shoes. But the truest form of praise is, God, you're thankful. You're worth it. Praise, even if I don't get the shoes, even if I don't get the healing, even if I don't get the mending, even if I don't get the salvation the way I want it, even if I don't, God, I want to praise you despite. Because you're praiseworthy. You're worth my praise. Listen, I've seen this where the first place in prayer was where Abraham took Isaac up on the mountain to slay. He said, me and the lad go yonder to praise. That's where we're going. We're going to praise. He was going up there to slaughter his son because that's the last order God had given him. But I'm going up there to praise him. Listen, sometimes God will take the thing that you think is worth everything to you and take it away from you, where you'll find what really is worthy to you is Him. I know that's hard to hear. I know it's hard to hear. I know it's hard to think about. But listen, the most important thing that you have in this life is God and His salvation. That's it. Listen, everything will come into focus. Everything will be clear if you realize who God really is. He doesn't want anything above Him. But if you'll get everything in order, if you'll get your praise right to Him, praise God, He'll put the rest of your life in order. You'll love your wife or husband right. You'll love your kids right. Guess what? But if you put them one above God, everything gets out of order. Whew. Life gets out of order when you start loving things and worshiping them more than God. God says, what's more worthy of praise than me? Nobody. Nothing. There's a verse in Psalm 22:3. And if y'all don't know this, I love Psalm 22. It is the crucifixion, 800 to 1,000 years prior to the crucifixion, word for word. Matter of fact, it was written in a time that crucifixion didn't even exist. The Roman Empire started crucifying people. Guess what? In the Psalm 22, David wrote it, and he wrote it, and it's word for word. I hung between two thieves. They took my garment and cast lots for it. I cried before them. They went back and forth. And I'm sitting there going, man, this is the cross. They pierced my hands and my feet. In that same verse, he says this, I'm God, and I inhabit. He is God, the one who inhabits the praise of Israel. He is the one, God. I am the one who inhabits the praise of His people. If you want God to move in to your life, your situation, praise Him. He inhabits. That means lives with. Amen. That means comes into to live with. Listen, if you have a situation, praise through it until God moves in. But if God moves in, everything else has to move out. You can't be angry when God shows up. You can't be bitter when God shows up. You can't be depressed when God shows up. If you'll praise Him. Listen, when you praise God, it's not a whole lot more different than any husband or man. It swells God up when you praise Him. He loves it. I'll keep preaching about it until one of you shouts. We sung a song just a few minutes ago about this part of this jubilee in heaven. All kinds of singing and all kinds of shouting. When are we going to start that? When we get there? Some of these songs make us out to be liars. It's praying. Whew. Habits of prayer. Oh man, I just tore myself out of the frame. Hezekiah, they gave him bad news. The prophet Isaiah walked up there and said to him, hey, you're going to die. Get your house in order. You know what he did? He turned against the wall. You know what he did? He goes, God, here's my walk. Here, you know me, I've walked before you. Nothing. Hey, God, you know all the things that I've done. I've cut down the groves. I took down those idols. God, you know me. Really turns against the wall and he says this right here. God, dead people, the people in Sheol, the people in the grave can't praise you. I can. You know what he's saying? I will. Lord, if you change your mind, I don't know if anything changes his mind like praise does. I don't even know if that's a true statement, but I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try. Listen, when you're desperate, some of you right now, well, I don't want to praise him. I don't want to get out of control. I don't want to get out of hand. You'll get out of hand if you get the right diagnosis. You'll get out of hand if your kid goes down the wrong path. You'll get out of hand if some situation rocks your world enough. You'll forget about who you think you are and who you think people think you are. And you'll come in here and you'll worship the house down if God moves. Dead people can't worship you, but I will. 15 years. You get 15 years for that one. Amen? I'm just going to be honest with you. Some of us, we need to make up our mind on their darkest day, on our hardest day, and when nobody seems to be loving us or liking us, we need to learn how to praise Him. And I'm not just talking about singing a song, and I'm not talking about dancing, I'm not talking about just shouting. I'm talking about when you don't absolutely feel like it. I'm talking about when the Holy Spirit is on everybody else, when everybody else has got a testimony and you don't, when everybody else has got a shout and you don't, when everybody else has got a song and you don't. Praise God, stand up, lift your hand up anyway, and praise Him until He moves in. Until He moves in to your mind. Till He moves in to the atmosphere. Till He moves into the room. And then all of a sudden, everybody who else was just singing, shouting, and praying, now you're really full of the Holy Spirit, and they're trying to catch what you got. Oh, I knew it. I knew it when I left the house tonight. Everything in the world was going against this tonight. And I started going, man, if they'll just let me in that pulpit, there's going to something happen. Verse 2. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me, and they have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compass me about also with words of hatred and have fought against me without a cause. I read this and I'm thinking, man, who's writing this? All he's talking about to God is, God, speak to me. God, help me, the one I praise. They're talking bad about me. Is that it? Is that it? They're just talking bad about you? But no, listen, I want you to hear this. I want you to absolutely hear this. David was a giant killing machine. He was a warrior. I hope somebody gets this deep in their soul. He would ride into any battlefield. Saul kills his thousands, David kills his 10,000. One time Saul said, if somebody will go down there and get me 100 foreskins of the enemy, I'll give him my daughter. David said, all right, I'm getting married tomorrow. Go, never mind. No. Amen? This man says in this age, people are wearing me out because they're talking about me. Words have an effect like nothing else. Be careful how you use them. Whoo! Be careful how you use your words against your brothers and sisters in Christ. They do more damage than swords and bombs and bullets and weapons, and they weary the greatest warriors of them all. Every time you open your mouth and speak about your husband or your wife or your children or your church or your family, you are doing damage. No, for no cause. Some of y'all are sitting here right now. I could have altar call and y'all fill this thing up right now. Just on the words of your family alone against you. Could you fill up this altar about some things that have been said about you just for loving God? Just for doing the right thing? I could. Amen? I could. I could get an altar right now and say, thank you, God. Amen? Thank you. Verse 4. Probably get to the verse that I'm going to preach on. Is that all right? For my love, they are my adversaries. For my what? Why did they hate Jesus so much? He was God. That's it. They were afraid. He was God. He came into a world, and here's what He did. He saved people, and He healed people. He spoke life unto death, and they absolutely hated Him for it. I'm going to be honest with you. I get worried more and more when people love me when I'm doing the work of God more than when I'm getting hated on sometimes. Really realize sometimes if I'm going through my worst trial, I probably think to myself, you know what? I'm doing the right thing. But if everybody's going, man, you're the greatest, this is awesome, I start worrying, what am I doing wrong? Amen? What am I doing wrong? Because guess what? David ran into it. Jesus ran into it. Joseph ran into it. Paul, Peter, James, John all ran into it. The more you do for God, the more you do right for God, the more you pray, the more you praise, the more trouble you will get into with people. And the first weapon, and usually the greatest weapon you'll face, is their mouths. And you'll say it. I don't care. I don't care. I say it all the time. I don't bother me. And then somebody's living rent-free in my brain for 6 days straight. Amen? Somebody asked me about it. I ain't worried about it until you leave, and I'm going to think about 4 or 5 or 2,500 different ways that I could respond to them if I got the chance. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just preaching real to you. I'm just working every scenario in my mind of what they said and how I would respond, and I'd like to get it. And somebody comes to you, oh, bless God, how you doing? Let me show you a scripture. Amen? But the truth be told, they hate you sometimes just because you love them. And you're willing to tell the truth. You're willing to stand for the truth. You're willing to do what's right. But listen to what David says. Y'all ready to get into the Word? Here's what you came for, the message. I don't know if what I've been doing for the last 15 minutes, but here's the message. Amen? For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. The title of this message is Give Yourself. Stop giving part of yourself. David said, I'm going all in on my prayer. I'm going all in on my praise. When you go all in praise, I started thinking about this. Sometimes you have to take a matter to a higher court. If you don't get the judgment that you want, and it's still going on, and you're still being afflicted, sometimes you have to go to a higher court. Amen? You've got to take that thing. I've took it to everywhere I knew to take it. Now I'm taking it to God. Some of us need to learn to take it to God first. But I'm going to preach us real tonight. I'm going to be real with you because this is how I usually do it. I try to work it out every way possible. I'm the only one in here that does that, I guess. And then I go to God. Then I take it to the high court. I get tired, I get weary, I get aggravated, frustrated, mad, hurt, whatever you put the adjective in, and then I go to the high court. Oh God, help me. Oh God, here's what's going on. And God's like, I know it was going on yesterday, the day before that, and a week ago. You could have came anytime, but I'm glad you're here. Listen to this. Sometimes taking it to that court, taking it to Jesus, is the safest response to negative input into your life. Stop fighting everybody. Stop fighting every battle. Stop making the text, the message, or the call. Or for you passive aggressives, stop telling everybody else but the problem that you have. Amen? Never mind, I could go there. But social media post that everybody reads and goes, I wonder who they're mad about. Somebody asks her, are you mad? Oh, no. I'm happy. Amen? Or you say little things or do little things and people say, are you aggravated with me? No, brother, sister. Love you. Amen? Truth? Yeah. Real mad. Real aggravated. Real bothered. But I ain't going to tell them the best place to go with that is to God sometimes. And listen, the good thing about this is you can tell Him it all and shut the door and pour it out all to Him and be honest with Him, because guess what? He knows your heart anyway, and you ain't going to say nothing to God that He don't know already. But to be weary, I'm going to tell you like this. I almost talk you out of praying right here. When you get in there and you shut that door and you tell them everything and you run it out on them, oh, they did this, they're saying that, and they're doing this, don't be surprised if God says, while we're here, while you're tore out of the frame, yes, I will handle them. Thank you for coming to me. I am your defense. I am your father. I am your high tower. I am your refuge. I am your buckler. I am your shield. I am that to you. But praise God, while you're here, let's do some self-renovation. Amen. I love that, though. God's like that. Because sometimes when it's just like you are with your kids. Amen. When one of them comes to you and they give you the lowdown on the other one, eventually you have to get down to the thing, what did you do? Amen. You got me? But it's good either way. Everybody's going to get cleansing in it. Amen. Listen to this. This presence. Go all in. When you go all into God, listen, I got this from a dear friend of mine recently. I don't care if you have to say, hey Siri, set me a 3-minute timer on the prayer. Y'all think I'm kidding? I'm serious about this. This helped me. About a week ago, I heard this. Sometimes I'll go, if I'm real distracted and I need to talk to God, I'll say, hey Siri, that's my phone if y'all don't know this, set me a timer for 3 minutes. And I talk to God for 3 minutes. And I tell him everything. And I don't come out of that for 3 minutes. Amen? Some of y'all say, well, listen, guess what? If you got 3 minutes with the president, would you be standing there with your phone going, somebody's calling. Sorry, Mr. President. Sorry. Just hold on 1 second. I got to get this. It's my buddy. It's my wife. It's really important. She wants me to get some toilet paper from the store. Amen? Huh? Oh, gosh, somebody else just like my status. Hold on, God. No, you know what you would do? You'd turn the thing off, and you would sit down with the most powerful man in the land, and you would say, I would love to talk to you and tell you what I think, and I want to hear what you think because you're the president. But listen, the president is nothing. God holds his whole life in the palm of the president's hand, the most powerful being in all the universe that's always been the Alpha, the Omega, says, come to me boldly. But he says, hey, come all the way in. Give me your whole mind, your whole heart, and tell me what's going on with you. Don't be distracted. That would be embarrassing to him and to you. If you're going in there double-minded or double-thought, you might as well just not go. Whew. You know how many times I do that? That's the devil. Listen, the devil loves to interfere in prayer. You know why? Because it's your greatest weapon. God has given you a direct line into glory. He rent the separation from top to bottom where we could go into the holiest of holies in the name of Jesus. Yes, of course the enemy's going to go, don't let them talk to God. Because if they go in there and talk to God, they'll realize they're saved and going to live for eternity, and their problems will dissolve in front of themselves. Golly bum. So you wonder why you're distracted. You wonder why you get tired when you go in there. You wonder why there's a heaviness. You wonder why somebody knocks on the door. And praise God, tell them out loud, if you don't leave, I'm going to pull you in here and pray with you. Amen? I will jerk you in this room and pray over you. I'm serious. Go all in. Go all in. This is the last part of this message. I love this part. Make it hot. Amen? Make it fervent. Amen? Here's what it says in James chapter 5, verse 16. You can go there sometime when you get a chance. I'll read it real quick. James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. We don't do that as a church. Well, I'm not just talking about this church. I'm talking about the body of Christ. We'll die with stuff that we're broken over, our faults. Instead, now listen, I made a note here earlier today. I said, don't throw up on everybody. Amen? Your heart, you got me? Hey, some people, don't just tell them everything you know, because some people, they won't pray for you and they don't care. They just like to know that somebody's got it worse than they do. God, that was good. That was a good point. It was. Some people, if you tell them how bad things are, or something you're doing wrong, or something you're struggling with, they'll go, oh God, that dude's messed up. Amen? Or that girl's messed up. But the one you know that'll pray for you and the one that you pray for, tell them the stuff that they're struggling with. And guess what? You'll get healed of it. you'll get delivered from it. Why? Because they'll pray. Listen, I love this. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Whew. Righteous man. What's righteous? Saved by Jesus Christ. Somebody who prays and gets prayed for. Somebody, when they go to the throne of glory, they go on fire. If somebody tells you they need prayer, don't just say, okay, Lord, help me. Listen, pray fervently. Just like somebody, pray for them like you're praying for yourself. Like you would want to be prayed for. Amen? And pray hot. Listen, I got an example. I was reading this old pastor, and he said it this way, and I liked it, but I had to juice it up some. Amen? He said, pray like you got a cannonball. And a cannon sitting outside the portals of glory, and you're blasting them in there, and you're bombarding the gates of heaven with your prayers. I like that. I did. But I had to juice it up some because I didn't live in the 1800s. I'll be honest with you, I've only seen a cannonball being fired on TV. But when I was in the Marine Corps, I got a demonstration of what was called the Mark 19 automatic grenade launcher. Amen? And I got to shoot it. This was the highlight of my time in boot camp. We went to this range, and they sat there, and they loaded this Mark 19. And God brought this back to my remembrance today for this very purpose. Because this is what I want my prayers to be like. Amen? They loaded up the Mark 19 grenade launcher, automatic grenade launcher, on the back of a Humvee. And they said, here is your demonstration. You don't have to put in your earplugs because the time these things go off, they'll be so far away, we'll just barely hear the explosions. And I was like, okay, cool. So all of a sudden, the guy gets up there and he goes, ready? Range is hot. I'm sitting there. Boop, 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 boop. And I'm like, that's awesome. I'm a guy. I'm red-blooded, man. I tell you, I love stuff like that. The whole Humvee's rocking. 25 grenades fly off into the air. Whew! And I'm like, hoorah! That's awesome! 3 minutes go by. 4 minutes go by. 5 minutes go by. I've got a little bit of ADD, HDHD, all that stuff they tell you about that you have. And I start talking to my friend. Hey, man, you know, wonder when chow is. I'm starving. You starving? I'm starving. Wonder what crazy thing they're going to do to us later on today, you know, because we're still in boot camp. Yeah, I don't know. It could be really wild. I'm like, yeah, man, that's crazy. Why are we sitting here? Boom, 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 boom. I look at him and said, man, I wonder how many deer or squirrels like 10 miles away were enjoying their day. And these grenades just rained down on their parade. Amen? I know that ain't spiritual, but this is. What if we fired a Mark 19 prayer gun at the portals of glory, that when you fired it so hot and so hard and you meant it so much that maybe even the next day you're walking around and you might even have forgot that you fired them off. And then all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. What are you talking about? Answer, answer. Answer, answer, answer. And you're sitting there going, man, I forgot that I bombarded heaven for you that fervently. But praise God, I'm glad the ordinance is going off downrange. Amen? That's the way. Listen, when I say you, I mean me. We need to learn how to praise God despite of our situation. And we need to give ourselves fully to pray. Fully prayer. Don't be in there thinking about anything else but what God and who God is. Let's all stand as they come get a song of invitation.